The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. Professor Jim Tubbs, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Feeling good for summer? I can see. We don't quite know how to relay this because, of course, you can't really see us or smell us right now, but it is, you know, I would say it's the dead of summer, but technically summer hasn't started.
No, yesterday was the first day it was really summer.
Yes.
I mean, in terms of the way it felt. One of our colleagues has a good definition of spring in Michigan. He says, it's 6 weeks of winter fighting summer, and summer finally wins.
Yeah, exactly. And fall is pretty much the exact opposite,
yeah.
You know, and no question about that. So it's been a while since we've done shows after final exams, but it was a viewer suggestion, and we really liked it. So do you buy that? Okay, if
do
you like it,
that's
good.
Do we have viewers? Uh-oh.
You know, there's two windows in the studio.
Yeah, that's
people
right.
are, you know.
That's right, two windows.
Professor Jason Roach from Communication Studies is here with us today. How are things?
Things are going very well, thank you. Busy summer spring, but going very well.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we can get that script to you so we can start shooting the safety video sometime soon. Keep that in your back pocket, too.
You got it.
Money coming your
way. If it's safe to carry in the back pocket.
It is.
It's only safe to carry that if I have those goggles I can put on.
Exactly. Oh, you better be wearing safety goggles. That's the way of the world these days. It looks like Interim Dean Roy Finkenbein has joined us with his
illustrious
tiki glass.
I know.
That's a tiki glass. That's cool, man.
We have a staff appreciation thing, and they decided to do a kind of a Hawaiian theme or something.
Very cool.
With leis.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And so we're keeping all the paraphernalia that's in Briggs 125 and the stuff on the walls. Somebody thought it would be great to have for the parents' meeting.
Oh, yes.
Does anybody know how to say aloha? Oh, my word.
Mahalo.
Cool. Yeah, exactly.
The roast pig in the lobby must be wonderful.
but I'm about to transition, so.
Okay. Oh, that's right. So, I mean, can you tell us anything?
Right out of town.
Well, Jim can tell you more probably than I can because he's on the search committee, but I think by the end of the week, you guys hope to have a recommendation.
By the end of next week.
Yeah.
Okay. And hopefully after that, we'll have a new dean. That would be nice, too.
And hopefully I'll return from Turkey successfully.
Yes,
and be
I
able
hope
to
you will, too.
Continue to transition over the new
Square. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Are we like reliving Midnight Express here or what? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh.
We're just trying to avoid getting into a Turkish prison with Bob Homot. So.
I can only think of the movie Airplane.
I know.
You ever spent time in a Turkish prison?
Apparently Bob, who is one of the few people who has actually been to Turkey before, that's part of this group.
Okay.
When he visited, like, I don't know, 2 decades ago or whatever, he, being fairly headstrong, Bob wandered into a street demonstration and was carried along for several blocks before he was able to extricate himself.
Wow.
So we're going to keep a tight leash on him.
Yeah, that's fantastic. How are things in AV, Professor Chuck Hokett?
We're kind of slow right now.
That's all right.
It's fine with me.
That's all right.
It's fine with me right now. We're gearing up for the fall.
Sure.
Gearing up. Plus the renovations start in this building, end of this month?
Right.
Is that
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's confusing people that are listening to this.
What are we updating
we're
in our...
We're the lockers in the hall.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
And building a student lounge and renumbering.
And renumbering all the rooms.
That's going to be fun.
Renumbering is, as I describe it, the necessary pulling off of the Band-Aid.
Yes.
We have a 1955, God only knows what they were thinking.
Odd, even system just, makes no sense.
I just think it was a psychotic dwarf.
Probably Nine Rouge, if you will. Good but that's oh, good. I love to hear you, Chuck, say that you're gearing up for fall because we just had our first group of freshmen last week. So it never ends. It's like the mail, folks. It's like the mail. The last chuckle that you heard was from Professor Dave Nantas, who's here joining us as a guest today.
Thank you.
University Ministry, we're so glad to have you.
I appreciate that.
The last time I saw Dave, unfortunately, he and I were there to drink and shut down our grade school in common at Our Lady of La Salette in Berkeley, which is closing as of now.
Right.
So kind of sad, but
I drive past there on my way to Family Video all the time.
Prepare to look at a boarded up school for a really long time. That's all I've got to say.
I don't know what's gonna. Yeah, I don't have no idea what that will. What that will be.
I just keep thinking of St. Bede's, and it's been 10 years, and nothing's happened over there. So.
Right. Exactly.
Put up a Walmart.
They wanted to put up a Walmart, and the city of Southfield wouldn't let them.
That, they do that in Berkeley. Yes. I might have to.
And that is
Our Lady of Walton.
Yeah. Our Lady of the Mart.
They're putting up a Blockbuster. Oh maybe gosh. Not. Oh.
Our Lady of Perpetual Commercialization.
Yeah. Who knows, Professor Dave Chow, College for Creative Studies, what might have happened if they hadn't sort of knocked that idea down. That would have been at Southfield in 12. There would have been a Walmart.
The world's worst intersection.
Horrible traffic.
Oh. That is the worst light in Metro Detroit.
It is the worst. Absolute worst.
Down. You could translate the Book of Revelation into Klingon before that light. It'll change.
And back, too.
Absolutely. So what are you up to? I mean, you're drawing all summer long.
I've been working like a fiend all summer. So
that's pretty awesome.
20-hour days and hanging out with...
You look like a fiend, too.
Yeah, hanging out with Dave and Jason here at Hard Rock. The Hard Rock.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So in order to have time to go to Hard Rock, Jason has to do 20-hour days to...
it's well worth it. We walked out of there with enough swag to last us a lifetime. That's right. So.
Oh, he suffers so.
When I had my probationary review with Jason a few weeks ago, and I'm listing everything that he's got on his schedule for this summer... I said, Jason, how realistic is this that you're going to complete all of these things?
For our hearers, a probationary review is not a bad thing.
Yeah, no, it's right. No. It's a good thing. He's not going to assign
it doesn't have to be.
It can be.
It's either that or pick up freeway trash, right? So.
Last but certainly not least, Professor Beth Oldjar is here with us from the Department of Philosophy. How are classes going?
Okay.
You're supposed to say almost over.
Say that with feeling. Oh, next you were. Fine. You were.
Next week, right? And then next week.
Yes. Next
you haven't
week
had
is...
any hot weather to deal with.
That's nice.
Yet.
Yesterday.
It was warm. Not warm.
No, they're going fine. They're good. Sorry I was late. I was actually working on stuff for my classes. So
we call this working, so dedication. You were actually the only one actually working at that time.
Sad.
I'll tell you what, folks. This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump our panel, you can win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166 or send the questions USPS to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. No, college professors do not sleep in coffins all summer long. We are here working and happy to take any of the
questions. That sounds actually kind of good. Can we start?
Cool.
Hey.
It sounds
not
cool.
Not a lot of leg room, but...
Dear Ask the Profs, I'm so sorry for missing the last call for end-of-season questions. I was actually on vacation and nowhere near anything digital.
Wow, I hate you and everything you stand for.
I'm so jealous.
I did manage to jot down 20 more questions since my last submission, but I have no idea if you can even use them now. Please feel free to use these questions when the next season starts if you so desire. Hope everyone will have a great summer. I look forward to the next season soon. Warmest greetings from Valencia, California, although today probably a little too warm, Frank Burrows.
Frank.
Thank
you, man.
And I'll tell you what, we love these questions so much, Frank. We're going to upgrade them to June. So here we go.
To now.
Early semester start.
Exactly. Summer term. On the TV show The Odd Couple, why did Oscar Madison use a spoon for a shoehorn? Or rather, how did he explain that he came to be using a spoon for a shoehorn?
Convenience?
Not convenience.
He lost the shoehorn?
No, although you guys are on the right track that basically this is just a self-encapsulated
oddly
joke.
Shaped heel?
No.
He could eat while he's doing it?
No. That's a good one.
Well, he couldn't find the shoehorn
in that room, in all the mess.
No, it's because the fork kept leaving holes in his socks.
Oh, excellent.
No, that's as good as they come. That's all I've got to say. Which U.S. president ordered the development of the space shuttle program? You should know this. If I give the year, it'll unfortunately
Nixon.
Give it away. It was Nixon, January 2nd, 1972, for the space shuttle. Yeah, executive order.
When Watergate was still a gleam in everyone's eye.
Oh, exactly. Only Nixon could start the space shuttle program.
He's way too liberal to get into the Republican Party now.
The tape was
now.
Still on the roll at that point.
Yes. That is for sure.
Well, you heard Bob Dole's comment. He was asked what the Republican Party should do, and he said, I think shut down to the end of the year and reevaluate.
Which actress played the Corleones' youngest daughter, Constanza or Connie Corleone, in the Godfather movies?
Was it Sofia Coppola? No.
No.
She was also in Rocky.
Talia Shire.
Oh, Talia Shire.
Talia Shire.
She's married to Francis Ford Coppola.
Yo, Adrian.
Oh, okay, okay. Talia is such a wonderful name. I like that name. I think that's nice. Little girl lives across the street, same exact age as my 5-year-old, and her name is Talia.
Does he have a crush on her?
Well, you know, they're
still icky.
They have literally been together in daycare since she was born less than 24 hours before him, and they've been together their entire life, really. So,
look out, you know what happened to Connie's husband. So,
Oh, yeah. hold on.
Not a happy ending.
Not a happy ending. Who operates the world's largest civilian vehicle fleet with, are you ready, 218,684 vehicles in service?
The U.S.
Army. Cab?
No, civilian.
Cab, yes.
Civilian.
Civilian vehicle fleet.
Hertz.
So, yeah, the first thing I would have said would have been like Hertz or Enterprise. Yeah. No way. Not even close.
So it's not a government aid.
One man in a truck.
Yeah, moving house. Yeah. One man of 218,000 trucks.
It's a lot of driving.
Who does a lot?
Wow.
Not like one choice.
I'm going to put this one squarely, and I think it might help you, into a box called trick questions. The trick word being civilian. There is an arm of the U.S. government that operates privately, the Postal Service.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that makes sense, yes.
And,
but not profitably.
They are still in blue line controlled by the U.S. government, even though they don't support us.
Only because Congress made them fund their pensions for 75 years.
Gosh. Unbelievable. How many American ships were actually sunk by the 1,200 Japanese kamikaze pilots out in World War II?
What was the USS Arizona?
Well, that was one. Well,
there were one.
Right? There were at least three.
I think about five.
It was. Is this
Pearl Harbor
overall?
I think we're talking overall. But I also think that you guys are way off. It's another order of magnitude, actually.
100.
Nope, one order of magnitude less.
50.
It says here 34 ships were sunk by Japanese.
Well, a lot were raised.
Like Midway.
And
we talking a lot.
Oh, this is Pearl Harbor, right?
Yeah.
It didn't say Pearl Harbor.
A lot of them were destroyed.
Okay. Yeah. We just
Pearl Harbor, that. Which is why Roosevelt probably didn't know about it. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, if you know about an attack, by all means, have the better part of your surface naval fleet in one place.
In one place, celebrating Christmas lately.
Exactly.
He really, really wanted that back door into war against Nazi Germany.
He did indeed, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Lend-Lease wasn't cutting it.
That's the before conspiracy theories were common parlance in American politics, there was a sociologist who posed that, Roosevelt's backdoor theory to war. He was willing to give up the Pacific Fleet in order to get us into war with Nazi Germany.
Wow.
Seriously?
What city is also known as the Buckle of the Bible Belt?
Montgomery, Alabama.
No, it's in the state of Texas, it says here.
Oh,
it's a very well-known small town in Texas.
I was thinking Arlen, Oklahoma.
For all the wrong reasons.
For all the wrong reasons?
That should be enough to
not Waco.
Waco is what it says. Wow. Buckle of the Bible Belt. I mean, what am I thinking here? Branch Davidians is the first thing.
Yeah.
Then the chemical explosion. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's enough. Okay, there we go.
Texas can secede.
And
let's let them.
Baylor? Is Baylor Waco?
Except Austin.
Is Baylor in Waco?
I think it may be.
I don't know.
I think it is.
Oh, well, there you go. Who was the first president who had his limousine armored?
FDR.
It was FDR. And the Cadillac was apparently a seized Al Capone vehicle.
Right.
That's what it says here.
Yeah.
Is that the one they have at
It's in the Henry Ford.
The Henry Ford, okay.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Armored. I mean, it looks like a limo.
It wasn't armored until after
the
mayor of Chicago was shot sitting next to him in it.
Mm-hmm. Who is the founder of the Frank Sinatra School of the Arts in New York City?
Billy Crystal?
No, although that's a pretty good
Mia Farrow.
It's not Frank Sinatra.
Darn, that was a trick question.
Another Brad Pack.
Is it a singer?
It's not a Brad Packer. It's an that era-er Definitely like a performer, singer.
It is a singer,
Tony
though?
Bennett.
A singer?
Tony Bennett. Yeah, it was
hey,
Tony Bennett.
All right.
Absolutely.
Tony Bennett.
Very well done.
He certainly has lasted.
Just left his heart there.
I left my heart there. That's all.
Such a great song.
What are the novelist Pierre Boulez's two most famous works?
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Bing.
And I'm going to guess, although I don't know for certain, but Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes
oh,
was
nice.
The other one.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Was presented. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. And I'm just going to look at those two subject matters and go, wow, that's really that's a spectrum.
The novel Planet of the Apes is a level of quality higher than the movie.
I see.
And it also ends very differently.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. You read this? It's the earth. It's the earth. Oh my gosh! I've never read the book. I'm embarrassed to say that's 40s 50s era. I want to say sci-fi.
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
That's
50s.
At least the film.
Planet of the Apes may actually been written in early 60s.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Who is known as the King of Chutzpah? The
Woody
King
Allen?
Of Hoots, not like, Woody Allen.
That could be Billy Crystal.
And Youngman?
I'd say one generation before that. Okay. But think entertainer.
Chutzpah.
Henny Youngman's probably a good guess.
It's not Henny Youngman.
Take my wife, please.
I want to say that this guy always had your classic sort of round straw hat. It wasn't a straw hat.
Red Skelton?
Not Red Skelton.
Milton Berle?
I'm trying Arthur so Godfrey. Hard. This is so outside of my element.
Comedian.
Comedian.
Yeah.
And I know he was, I'm fairly certain he was prominently featured in It's Mad, 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 Mad.
Buddy Hackett.
Nope, I still haven't heard it yet.
Not Sid Caesar. Who else was in it? Jonathan Winters?
Everybody was in that.
I know.
Who wasn't in that?
Keaton?
Don't open up the IMDb because it's going to be a mile long. No, it says here Phil Silvers is who
was in it. Oh, Silvers. I never would have associated
wasn't he in
him
the sinking car? In,
he was like No Time for Sergeants. At,
yeah.
Okay. Sergeant Bilko. Right.
And the Phil Silvers show.
Yeah. Okay, well, that makes sense. And when in we think about Dear light. Phil, we'll have to take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback. Get those bells. Yes. The University of Detroit Mercy presents Ask the Professor. On location. It's our annual picnic show, and this year we have come to Chillicothe, Ohio, at the grand opening of the academic theme park.
Don't get cotton candy on the mic, okay?
That's right. All right. It's the first academic theme park in North America, and I have with me today, that came all the way down from Detroit, we have George Pickering.
Sure. Pleasure to be here, giving away degrees.
That's right.
Step right up, get your degree.
George is very attracted to this thing over across from us called the Diploma Mill.
Oh, which, I love it.
Strolling along beside George is Kathy Bush.
Hello.
And this is the place, though, this Diploma Mill. You can have hot dogs with vice presidents. You can buy a degree or two. Anything your heart desires, academically.
Well, you can win
or,
it at games, too.
You can do that. You can do that. Oh, we're passing the casino. Let's take a look at the casino.
You can win so many student credit hours and profit points in there. It's unbelievable.
Are these life experience credits?
Oh, absolutely. It is a life experience.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes it seems like a life sentence, you know, but it's really a life experience.
This is really fascinating.
Step right up, spin the wheel, come out with 32 hours in religious studies. Here you are.
And we are back, remembering Phil Silvers. Now, what were you saying?
I was saying one summer when my sons were 10 and 12, they had back-to-back on one of the local stations reruns of Phil Silvers and Hogan's Heroes. Apparently appropriate humor for my two sons because they every night during the summer, we let them stay up later, and before they went to bed, they would watch those two and howl.
They thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I thought
yeah.
Phil Silvers was when I was a kid, but that was in the 50s.
In the Army or something, wasn't he?
Well, that on No Time for Sergeants. Sergeant Bilko, yeah.
Well, didn't he also like show up every now and then, like Green Acres or Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah,
or
he felt like that kind of a...
He made cameo performances later in his career.
Everywhere.
Let's bridge over to some sports here. What Detroit Tiger was known as the man who threw the very last pitch in original Yankee Stadium, 1973?
73?
Here's a hint. It was a pitcher.
Yeah,
it wasn't Don Kelly. No, not Dan McClain.
Lolich, Mickey Lolich.
No, first name John. Does that know?
John Hiller.
It was John Hiller. Whoa!
Nice.
All
right.
Well done, Professor Chow.
Because Smoltz was too young.
I found out
Doyle Alexander is just a baby.
So. At a recent Tigers game, that there's only one person who plays in Major League Baseball who has served at every position in both leagues, and it's Don Kelly for the Detroit Tigers because he pitched a game a couple years ago.
He has definitely perked up in terms of
he pitched the ninth inning for kicks. Yeah.
And he's played catcher?
Yes,
he has. He's played everything. Yeah,
I remember when
in both leagues.
Wow.
So there's only one, for the record, there's only one person in Major League Baseball history who's ever done that, and it's Don Kelly. So I think that that's wild.
All right, so we just keep him around.
How old is Don Kelly?
I made fun of him the other day. He hit a home run. I'm like, I shut up now.
Keep making fun of him.
He did. That's a utility man.
Yes.
Keep
making fun of him, man.
If it works. Yeah. I know. What college did Dr. Seuss attend? Theodore Geisel.
The University of Whoville.
Columbia.
Whoville U.
Also known as Columbia. No. But it is out east.
NYU.
It is out east. Not NYU.
Columbia?
Nope.
Yale.
Cornell.
No. Gosh, I always get it wrong. This is, so you were talking about traveling.
Yeah.
When I came in. This place is not in Maine, but it's in one of the states that's pretty close by. I want to say it's Ivy League, but I always get those messed
Dartmouth?
Up. Dartmouth? Dartmouth. Okay. Isn't that New Hampshire?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay, so I'm not completely insane here. What three science fiction writers were known as the Big Three?
Isaac Asimov.
Correct.
Ray Bradbury.
Nope.
Oh, for real?
Really?
No, he's not on there. Bradbury H.G. wrote Wells. A lot of other
Carl
realism,
Sagan?
You know? Not Sagan.
Heinlein.
Heinlein, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Arthur C. Clarke.
And Arthur C. Clarke. Okay. Yes, those are the Big Three. Yep. This Big Three means a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
I was gonna say, around here, it's usually car companies, so...
What fictional character married June Evelyn Bronson?
Ward Cleaver.
Ward Cleaver did, yes.
Oh, wow. That was Beaver.
Nice. June Evelyn Bronson. You know, doesn't everybody know that? I remember her first name was June. I think that's a nice name, too.
That's the only giveaway we
had. Yeah, that was enough.
Does anybody know any other Junes outside of...
June
Lockhart. Yeah, June Allison, but that was her real name as well as her. Yeah.
I knew her before the Depends commercials.
I love the June Allison show.
Oh, my. This should be on the lips of every Gen Xer, so I'm interested to see if you have any idea even how to solve this. But who was, in the last episode of The Muppet Show, who was the guest host? Who was the celebrity who was on it? I could never have answered this question.
Neil Diamond?
It was not Alice Neil Diamond. That's a great, that was a great idea, too.
Beverly Sills.
It would have been someone who was pretty big in movies at the time.
Movies.
Harrison Ford?
Not Harrison Ford.
Mark Hamill.
You're getting into the wheelhouse.
Carrie Fisher.
Nope, not Star Wars. Not Star Wars.
Peter Mayhew. Oh. Yeah.
No, this person would have been in an anthology set of movies playing the same character over and over.
Clint Eastwood?
Even after
Dirty
he got
Harry.
Older and older. Nope. Oh, gosh, I'm trying to think of what else I can say to give it away.
Michael J. Fox?
No, it wasn't Michael J. Fox. What if I said, even though this wasn't the person, Daniel Craig?
Oh, Sean...
Roger Moore.
Roger Moore is who it was. Yeah, it was, okay, was just playing James Bond. Yeah. So I think that's, you know, I have to warn you, I'm Roger Moore. You know, that's all I have to say.
I remember when I was getting married, getting fitted for a tux, my friend said, why aren't you looking like James Bond? Sean Connery, not Roger Moore with the bow ties. That's awesome.
Oh my gosh. The last American television series still filmed in black and white was... They were the last to convert to color in 1969. That seems really late.
Wow.
So here's a hint. It may have been a little on the low budge.
They
side.
Were the Boston Red Sox. color television.
Sadly, the Tigers were second to last, right?
The Honeymooners? Were they still on?
No.
In the Family?
This is a show that was on till recently when its main host passed away. Very, very well known for being very, very nice.
Sitcom?
Educational.
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Rogers Neighborhood. Okay.
Last to convert to color.
And
that's,
I'm now, as I was telling Beth, you know, with a grandson who Barb watches for half days, learning Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. For those of you who don't know, this is the animated replacement for Mr. Rogers.
There you go.
Keeps an animator occupied, I guess.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Who was the first U.S. president who was protected by the Secret Service?
Abraham Lincoln. Washington.
It wasn't Lincoln. It wasn't Washington. Nope.
FDR.
Although, Arthur.
Although
it wasn't
Pinkerton.
FDR, it wasn't Arthur.
Although Pinkerton, who helped watch Lincoln, was the forerunner of the Secret Service. It wasn't called the Secret Service,
though, yeah.
Right, so. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe it
that's
was right. Maybe it was Teddy Roosevelt.
I think I'd probably give it away by saying that one of my favorite jokes on The Simpsons was when George H.W. Bush moved into the neighborhood and got into a big battle with Homer. And at some point, he thought Bart misbehaved so much, the president, that he spanked him. And then Grandpa remarks, "That's nothing. I was spanked by blank on two non-consecutive occasions."
Calvin Coolidge?
Not Coolidge.
Tyler?
Who's the one that had two
non-consecutive?
Grover Cleveland.
There we go. I'm sorry. I thought that was a great joke. Grandpa. What is the only word in the English language to have three consecutive sets of double letters? This is a fairly well-known piece of trivia.
Committee?
Nope. Three consecutive sets of double letters. So XXYYZZ.
Oh, because it's what it
is. I spell it like it sounds.
Mississippi.
C-O-M-M-I. So it throws it off. Okay, I throws it off.
Consecutive.
Wow. It's going to be tough. Yeah. I play Scrabble.
You mean contiguous. Okay.
Contiguous.
Consonants? Or just...
If I give it away, you might get it. It's O-O-K-K-E-E.
Ookie?
There we go. That's the Wookie. Person wrote
Wookie.
Wookie.
There you go.
Wookie. No.
Speaking of Peter,
what? Okay, so the letters are O O K K
E E in that order.
And this is a word. Wow.
This is a real word. It's a. I mean, you're gonna know when I tell you. It's bookkeeper is the word, and it's the only
compound word.
Yes, contiguous. Okay. Contiguous, not consecutive. Otherwise, committee would win. What famous actor directed the Bangles video for the song Going Down to Liverpool?
Dave.
Very famous.
I did not do it.
Dave.
Wow.
Dave.
I don't even know that song.
But it was the Bangles, so you wish you had, because they're awesome.
True.
What famous actor?
Directed. What famous actor directed this video? Yes, I tell you, this actor was in a movie that just came out a few weeks ago, directed by J.J. Abrams.
Star Trek?
Mm-hmm.
So who was in Star...
Leonard Nimoy?
Leonard Nimoy directed the video.
No kidding.
I think a lot of people were surprised to see him, even in the recent movie. But let's say goodbye for right now. Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Nantes.
Goodbye.
Professor Hokett.
Have a good one.
Dean Finkenbein.
Sayonara.
Professor Oljar.
Brains.
Professor Roach.
Have a good summer.
Professor
Tubbs.
Wear
your sunscreen.
Au revoir.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu. Or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile. Thank you.